Chapter 70. Rome had gone mad for a long time, so that the world-conquering city seemed ready at last to tear itself to pieces for want of leadership. Even before the last hour of the apostles had struck, Pizzo's conspiracy appeared. And then such merciless reaping of Eum's highest heads, that even to those who saw divinity in Nero, he seemed at last a divinity of death. Morning fell on the city, terror took its lodgment in houses and in hearts, but porticos were crowned with ivy and flowers, for it was not permitted to show sorrow for the dead. People waking in the morning asked themselves whose turn would come next. The retinue of ghosts following Caesar increased every day. Piso paid for the conspiracy with his head. After him followed Seneca, and Lucan, Fenius Rufus, and Plautius Laterinus, and Flavius Sevenus, and Afranius Quintilianus, and the dissolute companion of Caesar's madnesses, Tullius Cereo, Audit Proculus, Undericus, and Tugurius, and Gratus, and Silanus, and Proximus, once devoted with his whole soul to Nero, and Sulpicius Asper. Some were destroyed by their own insignificance, some by fear, some by wealth, others by bravery. Caesar, astonished at the very number of the conspirators, covered the walls with soldiery, and held the city, as if by siege, sending out daily centurions with sentences of death to suspected houses. The condemned humiliated themselves in letters filled with flattery, thanking Caesar for his sentences, and leaving him a part of their property, so as to save the rest for their children. It seemed, at last, that Nero was exceeding every measure on purpose, to convince himself of the degree in which men had grown abject, and how long they would endure bloody rule. After the conspirators, their relatives were executed, then their friends, and even simple acquaintances. Dwellers in lordly mansions built after the fire, when they went out on the street, felt sure of seeing a whole row of funerals. Pompeius, Cornelius, Martialis, Flavius Nepos, and Statius Domitius died, because accused of lack of love for Caesar, Novius Priscus, as a friend of Seneca. Rufius Crispus was deprived of the right of fire and water, because on a time he had been the husband of Poppaea. The great Thrasea was ruined by his virtue. Many paid with their lives for noble origin. Even Poppaea fell a victim to the momentary rage of Nero. The Senate crouched before the dreadful ruler. It raised a temple in his honor, made an offering in favor of his voice, crowned his statues, appointed priests to him, as to a divinity. Senators, trembling in their souls, went to the Palatine, to magnify the song of the Eriodonuses, and go wild with him amid orgies of naked bodies, wine, and flowers. But meanwhile from below, in the field soaked in blood and tears, rose the sowing of Peter, stronger and stronger every moment. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.